ABC Radio Australia.
Papua New Guinea's acting police commissioner has promised justice will be brought to the killers involved in the brutal massacre of women and children in the country's highlands. In a long-awaited response to the tragedy, in which at least 16 women and children were killed in Hela province, Acting Commissioner Francis Takura said a team of police and soldiers will be sent to the site of the killings to stop further violence. It follows remarks by Prime Minister James Marape that he is coming for those involved, while pointing out that the region is seriously under-policed. But experts say greater community engagement is needed to stem the tribal violence crippling communities in the highlands. Priyanka Srinivasan reports.
It was early on Monday morning when the sound of gunfire startled health worker Philip Pimua out of his bed. Outside, he saw homes in his village in PNG's highlands ablaze.
After that, I know that the enemies are armed in the village already. So I ran away into the bush and hid on top of the mountain.
A few hours later, when Mr. Pimua returned to Kurida village, he saw houses destroyed and the bodies of 16 women and children on the ground. He says two of the women were pregnant and some of the bodies were chopped into pieces, making it difficult to identify the victims.
9 or 10 children and 6 mothers and old women. This was caused after a tribal fight between two enemy tribes.
In a long-awaited response to the killings, PNG's police force released a statement overnight, saying the perpetrators will be brought to justice. Acting Police Commissioner Francis Takura has said the police will use all available resources and the case will be dealt with swiftly and severely. He has promised a 30-man team will be sent to the site, including soldiers from PNG's Defence Force, the Provincial Mobile Squad and local police. It follows comments on Facebook by PNG Prime Minister James Marape, who said he had made repeated unsupported requests for more permanent police to monitor the area.
How can a province of 400,000 people function with policing law and order with under 60 policemen? To all who have guns and kill and hide behind the mask of community, I'm not afraid to use the strongest measures in law on you.
But Ruth Kissam, Director of Operations at PNG's Tribal Foundation, says better understanding of tribal and customary laws is needed to address violence in communities.
When you talk about law and order problems, the non-existence of the rule of law in communities, back in the rural areas, and you see the escalation of tribal fight, we have to also understand that in community, there is actually law. Even though it's not formal, there is a form of law in those communities. There is a form of order in those communities, even though they are not our formal laws that we have here, statutory laws. These laws have not been disseminated down into communities. All we are trying to do is impose something and tell them to adhere to it without actually going down to people and engaging with them.
The International Committee of the Red Cross regularly works in the highlands of PNG to help those affected by tribal conflict. Ahmed Halak is the head of mission for the ICRC in Papua New Guinea and says the use of guns has led to more casualties.
I think it's an open secret that the prevalence of modern weapons is definitely adding fuel to the flames. So tribal fighting is a historical phenomenon in the highlands. It's been going on for time immemorial. In the past, though, using bows and arrows and spears, casualties were much more limited. Battles would take place in specific areas, and people not directly engaged in the fighting were not targeted. With the presence of modern weapons, this is no longer the case, and we are seeing humanitarian consequences that are very similar to some of the conflicts that we read about in the news in Syria and Iraq and Afghanistan.
Mr. Halak believes the targeting of women and children, as what reportedly occurred in Kurida village, is also increasingly common in tribal conflicts.
At this stage, we're not exactly entirely sure, and we can't confirm who the casualties were. Although, unfortunately, women and children can often be targets and can suffer the consequences of tribal fighting. So, unfortunately, a lot of the fighting that takes place during many tribal fights is quite indiscriminate.
Humanitarian workers are expected to visit the area where the massacre in Hela province took place to assess the needs of communities. Meanwhile, assessments are believed to be underway from provincial police to determine next steps in investigating the killings.